And with that, that does bring us to item number 7, petitions. Change East River rifle season to East River muzzleloader season. We'll hear from Director Tom Kirschman as well as the petitioner, Dion Ettringer.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Again, Tom Kirschman, Director of the Wildlife Division. Commissioners, you do have one petition on your agenda today, and as just described by Madam Chair there, this petition was brought forward by Mr. Dion Ettringer from Coleman, South Dakota. And this particular petition is asking for a change to the East River deer season, and I know he is online. Thank you, sir, for joining online. Maybe, Madam Chair, we would turn the microphone over to the petitioner, give him the opportunity to speak to the commission, and then I'll follow up with comments as well.
Yes.
So if that works for you, Dion, if you're on the line, please go ahead and talk to the commission.
Yeah, can you guys hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yes, good afternoon, everyone. First of all, thank you for all you guys do for the state of South Dakota and our hunting opportunities. I am reaching out with this petition in regards to changing the East River rifle season to an East River muzzleloader slash shotgun season post-Thanksgiving. My reasonings are, so I live in Coleman, South Dakota, farm with my family here. We have experienced a great loss from EHD in the last year. Year and a half, and I think with pairing that with rifle season, it just really decreases the odds for, you know, deer herds to continue to grow over the continuing years. You know, with cell trail cameras and high-tech archery equipment, it just, like I said, it makes it hard for the resource to be protected. I mean, that makes it challenging for me as well as a hunter, right? I hunt both private and public land. And also the fact that I can get 5 buck tags in the state of South Dakota is kind of crazy to me, right? Like, I can apply for a muzzleloader and West River rifle tag, West River rifle tag, both archery tags, and then send in for a landowner operator tag down the road and have 5 buck tags. I don't think that's sustainable over the long run. And pairing that with the amount of people that take advantage of the landowner operator system after the general draw has really influenced, deer numbers in our area as well. You know, you have grandkids, you have people been away from the farm, you have hired men who are taking advantage of the system, and it's really easy to do because you don't even have to have the right credentials when you're applying for the tag in order to get the tag. Right? Like, you just apply for it, that comes to you, and I understand, like, Game Warden will, you know, maybe go around every now and then and check those things out, but I think that is slipping under the table as well as a huge issue to protect our resource. You know, this can't be about making everyone happy. This has got to be about, you know, establishing that the resource will be protected for, you know, the next generation as well.
Very good.
I yield my time.
Yep, no, very good. Thank you, Dion. I think what we'll do at this point, we'll see if the commission has any questions for Dion before we hear from Director Kirschman. So we'll hear from the department next, and then we'll have a final rebuttal at the end should you need one.
Very good. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you.
And thank you, Dion, for joining today. And I would share with you, commissioners, that Mr. Ettringer and I had a great conversation just a couple of days ago. I called to visit with him about his petition that he submitted, and I think we had an exchange for probably close to a good 20 minutes, almost a half hour, about deer management, deer numbers, and many things found in his petition here. I think one thing that's very obvious when you look at the petition and hearing from the petitioner today, there's multiple topics being talked about here, from landowner license to landowner preference license to the number of buck tags you can get to the concern over the number of deer numbers we're seeing in certain locations. And so this discussion is way bigger than one petition, I think is the right way for me to give you a quick summary. We being the department and you as commissioners, over the last couple of meetings, some discussions about concerns expressed by other hunters in South Dakota, especially from the southeast part of the state here this year, about the deer numbers or the lack of deer numbers that they were seeing while out deer hunting, whether it was during the firearm season or the archery deer season or what it might have been. And we know a couple of those culprits, and certainly EHD was one of them. And Unfortunately, EHD is not one of those things that any one of us can control, other than how do we respond when it happens, unfortunately. So looking at the grander scheme of the petition that's been submitted here today, they ask is to change the East River deer season, which is primarily using firearms, correct? Rifles, high-powered rifles by most people. Please keep in mind, again, the East River deer season, West River deer season, you can use other equipment as well. You could use your bow if you wanted to. You can use a muzzleloader during that season as well. You can use a crossbow during the East River and West River deer seasons as well. There are people that take advantage of those opportunities. I would say the majority are probably using a rifle of some caliber or another that is permissible and allowable for that season. But even with the use of rifles, when we look at the data over the years, we have used the firearm season as our primary mechanism of reaching our population objectives or managing the deer numbers out there, primarily through antlerless harvest, doe harvest out there. And that has been, over the years, the primary mechanism or tool that we use for deer number management. But what we have not seen is any evidence of the use of firearms slash rifles in this conversation having a detrimental or negative impact to the population. It's all based on the fact of the number of licenses that we issue at the unit level or county level primarily when we talk about the East River deer season. When we see numbers going lower, that's when we have to respond to the number and types of licenses that we issue for that particular season. When numbers are higher, again, responding by the number of licenses that we issue. So we don't see any evidence, at least right now, that just the fact of using rifles has a negative impact. And again, as I said, we use that as our primary population management control mechanism in getting to our population objectives. Even when we look at the data in the last couple of years, and we will be obtaining the harvest information for 2024 here over the next couple of months, we are meeting those objectives we set in the deer action plan as well, with a certain percent harvest reaching limits for buck tags and overall harvest success. So those things have been falling within the action plan that you all and public have looked at and we approved to move forward with as well. One thing that I would say in respect to the conversion to muzzleloader and shotgun slugs for the East River deer season and not allowing rifles, when numbers rebound, and they will rebound, we know that white-tailed deer can respond and they will respond under the right management, under right environmental conditions. But if we're in a situation where we have to bring numbers down, if firearm or rifles are not a mechanism to use or a utility to use and relying on muzzleloader and slug shotgun, the likelihood is the number of licenses we'd have to issue would have to go up substantially, which would also potentially create concerns over too many hunters, too much hunting pressure, crowding, those types of things as well. So there are other things that we would have to think about, look at, and consider in these types of conversions. And lastly, I would say switching to muzzleloader and shotgun slug only concept for East River deer season, there would be some of our sportsmen and women that would likely have to go buy new utilities. They may not have a muzzleloader. They may not have a barrel for shotgun shooting slugs, those types of things. So from a customer service standpoint, that needs to be a consideration and a change like this as well. So bottom line, commissioners, in our internal discussions looking at this, we sincerely appreciate all the conversations we're having with sportsmen and women about their concern of deer numbers. We understand that. We recognize that. We have had our internal conversations as we're looking at our harvest data. We're looking at our biological data. Our number one priority is we have to respond. And once we have all those numbers and data in front of us, then we will bring those response recommendations to you, which is going to be primarily license allocations. And that could include some other restrictions or adjustments in other seasons beyond just the East River deer season as well when we consider the resource that's out there. So our recommendation would be to deny the petition as it's brought forward here today. We'll continue to use the East River deer season as a population control mechanism. We'll do it through license allocations. We're going to be looking at all that data, but we will continue our conversation with sportsmen and women and those concerns and questions they have about deer numbers out there as we continue to move forward over the next several months. So, Madam Chair, I'll turn it over to you, the commissioners, for any questions that you may have as well.
Very good. Thank you, Director. Any questions for Director Kirschman? Seeing none, Dion, if you would like the opportunity for a rebuttal, you certainly have that.
No, I appreciate all you guys' time. And again, Tom, thanks for the conversation the other day. But the landowner operator one, again, like that is a definite concern of mine as well. So, and I don't know how the credentialing of that works, but there are so many people taking advantage of that system. So thank you.
Very good. Thank you, Dion. With that, commissioners, comments on the petition before us. Move to deny by Commissioner Beese, seconded by Commissioner White. And before we take a vote on that, I just want to share, Dion, thank you for reaching out. I know you had, you reached out to me as well as other commissioners. You put forward a petition. You've done exactly as we've asked for this process. You've helped engage additional conversation. As Director Kirschman has stated, the department is looking at this. All of those that are involved in this are pulling together the information and the data. And as a commission, we will use that to make the best decision as we move forward. With that, the motion is to deny. All of those in favor, say aye.
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 Those opposed, the petition is denied. Very, very good. Thank you, Director Kirschman. And what I would like to do now